You always really want to shut this thing down so quick. You're like, you're right. Can we
I'm
just
like, can you wrap it up now? Yeah,
but there has
go.
To be like a moment where it like feels really good. You're just like, right, we did that part, done, move on. No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Talk to me more. Tell me more about your life.
Well, I can't tell you the stuff that I'm going to talk to you about.
Like, you just talk about how much you love me, how much you miss me.
How much
me.
Do you love me? I did really you. Miss you. I did.
I missed you so much. I missed you so much this week because there's those things that happened this week, which is why it's good that we're catching up now today. But there's those things I wanted to update you on. You weren't there, which is really annoying.
Do you know one thing I did have was a lot of peaceful night sleeps.
And I actually kept waking up. I woke up so many times the last few nights. And I did think, Paul is having the time of his
Me
life
and Penny
right now.
Snooze buddies.
I know. Yeah. Anyway, right. Shall we get into
we
it?
We shall.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to Glow Home with my gorgeous husband, Mark Rogers, and myself, Paul Kinsella.
Yes, we are your top five podcast in Ireland.
Ah, yeah. That's kind of cool, isn't it?
So excited.
Even if it just happens once.
I think that's it. I think we've peaked.
Yeah, we've peaked.
We don't want to peak too soon, but I think we've peaked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted. Everyone absolutely loved last week's episode with the lovely Rachel Gorry.
And thanks so much for all the love. I've been getting so many lovely messages as well.
It's been really nice. It's been really nice. But yes, we are a podcast that talks about, well, we talk about everything really.
Yeah.
But Paul loves all things DIY. I like all things beauty. And we talk a lot about just what's going on in the world and life.
And on that note, what's been happening? You've left me for a week.
I left you for a full week,
everyone. Now it was a bit of bliss, but
yeah. Like, also, I didn't just leave you for the fun.
He left
I was
me.
Working. I was working. So I was over. I had no St. Patrick's Day because I had to go. I was presenting or hosting a conference on Monday.
Did you hear that
or Tuesday,
violin?
Wednesday.
Yeah, that violin's playing there for you.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. I had no bank holiday. So I had to work on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. At a very cool conference for Benefit Cosmetics, which was cool. And then I did have a really lovely day on Thursday.
It was like a whirlwind of, what was it, 28
so
hours?
Many things. 26 hours.
26 hours.
Yeah. So we talked, honestly, I actually can't believe I'm about to say this. Lisa Potter Dixon, we mentioned. I swear to God, if we don't get her on as a guest soon.
Yeah,
but
we will.
Lisa and I obviously are good friends, if you haven't picked that up already from the podcast. But I had one day, it was supposed to be Friday, I was supposed to have with Lisa.
Okay.
Then my meetings changed.
Okay.
So Lisa
messaged
me on
this.
Wednesday saying, do you want to do something really random? I
Penny's
said, yeah,
over
sure.
Your story already.
Yeah, fair. I'll keep it brief. She said, do you want to go to Barcelona? I said, what? We had 24 hours. She was like, want to go to Barcelona? I was like, she was like, a friend of mine did it before. I was like, no, Lisa, like, I can't go to Barcelona because I have to be at a meeting on Friday in London. And we decided to go to Soho Farmhouse.
Yeah, I'm
instead.
Very jealous now. That bathtub outside was my vibe.
It was honestly the coolest, most beautiful place I've ever been in my whole
life. It looks
life.
Very quiet.
It is. Well, you're not, I couldn't really show you much because you can't use your phones.
Yeah. But was it full of people?
Yeah, because like the sun was shining. It
okay,
was gorgeous.
Okay.
Like you, we have to find a way to get you there because you would pass away peacefully.
Well, we have mentioned Lisa Potter Dixon a lot on this podcast. So Lisa, make it happen.
Sort it out. Yeah, she will. Like it would have been lovely to have you and Theo there to be fair. Yeah. But I will say that.
I know, it's good for you too to have your time.
So gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's so random. Like, it's so random. So first of all, like, there's loads of celebrities there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, who'd you see?
David Hayes, that boxer. You wouldn't know him. But basically, when he walked in, I was like, he's a celebrity.
Okay.
He was there, looking very well. Mm-hmm. And then we bumped into, like, someone we know from a million years ago, which is really random.
Oh,
yeah. Hannah Webley-Smith.
Stop!
This is such a...
Hannah Webley-Smith?
Hannah Webley-Smith.
Oh, wow.
The poshest, most glam woman in the world. She's great.
Okay,
but
good.
This is basically someone who I worked with a million years ago.
Yeah.
I've not
in
seen
Benefit,
for years.
Which is kind of weird,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Like, yeah. But basically, she is the exact type of person I would expect to meet at Soho Farmhouse because she is so posh. She is so posh. Like me and Lisa were bringing, they have these bikes, you cycle everywhere. Me and Lisa were like cycling our champagne from the room to the to the hotel because we didn't want to waste it. Like I'm sure Hannah would have a bottle of champagne in every place that she sets her bum in Soho Farmhouse.
Yeah, you were clutched onto
but
this.
Yes, so we did that and then I came home and then we had... I had some meetings on Friday, very exciting work meetings. Mm. And then my friends, it was Rebecca's birthday. So the reason I was away for so long was I had week work stuff. This is really long.
This is very long.
I had work stuff
Tuesday, Wednesday,
with a little bit off on Friday. Then on Saturday and Sunday, I had booked for Christmas for my three besties to come over for Rebecca's birthday, which was Friday, to go and see the Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, amazing.
And for us to have a nice weekend in London.
Yeah,
that's how I ended up staying.
I'm all for experiences for presents. I love an experience
and
for presents.
Also, you've seen Moulin Rouge.
But you're really not.
You've seen Moulin Rouge.
And it's coming to the Bourgogne in November, December, I think.
I just don't know if it'll be as good.
I know they won't have like the way the intimate setting and all that is, but it is a good show. It is a good show.
Really good show. And then we went to see Titanic on Saturday.
Oh, was it fantastique?
Was my vibe.
Oh, okay.
I loved it. It was great. Thank you, Emer, for the tickets. It was brilliant.
Sorry. Awkward. Emer bought them.
Awkward.
Sorry, Emer.
But it was a really small theater, really, really warm.
And
I needed to wee about 30 minutes in and it was 90 minutes long with no interval. And it's very, you would love it because it is tongue-in-cheek comedy.
Okay, my kind of
stupid comedy.
Stupid humor. Okay, yeah. I love stupid humor for anyone. So like my type of comedian is very silly and childish.
Fart jokes. Paul likes fart jokes.
No, I'm a step above a fart joke.
Yeah, but that's the world of humor that you enjoy.
Yeah,
like
pretty
stupid
much.
Stupid humor.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Just doesn't make me laugh.
It makes me laugh so much.
So that was the weekend. And literally, obviously there was a disaster Friday, Heathrow Airport, went on fire or something. So basically, there was a scramble to get everyone over. We had a great time. We got very drunk on Friday night.
Yeah, I think I got a message at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. And then on Saturday, we had just a lovely time.
A more demure evening.
Very demure.
Yeah,
very cute.
Yeah. So I had a great week. I slept quite well. So whenever Mark isn't here and if he's away, so during the night Penny gets up 50 million times because you're a restless sleeper.
So I wake Penny because I wake and then she's like, oh, maybe I'll go to the toilet.
Where there is no waking me in that situation. So Penny and me were cuddle buddies.
I think you just ignore her as well.
Yeah, I probably do. Yeah. Which means she doesn't need to go and wee. It's just a thing. And then on Friday, I had a little sleepover with my girls.
Yeah.
But that was good. It was great. So much to catch up on. And we probably went to bed at about half three. Half three.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it was really good.
Cute. Yeah. Cute.
And Amazon has arrived in Ireland.
Sorry, that is not a great segue.
No, it's not a really good
That was a really hard segue there, Paul. What?
One of my favorite, stores. Amazon is now here.
So we have a problem here. This is an issue I call big problem because...
Yeah, I've already ordered three things. Yeah.
But why? I don't understand... Why does it make it different?
So there's certain things that you can't get from Amazon UK that you can get. You will be able to get here, like anything that has a battery. So like anything with lithium batteries. And also, I was listening somewhere.
I think there's also Irish brands launched.
Yeah, there's all Irish brands.
And they launched on Paddy's Day, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Very clever.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Now, I call a bit of a, they're a little bit more expensive. Than Amazon UK.
Oh, you don't like that, Paul.
Don't like that. But once I can get me free delivery,
You're happy out.
Yeah.
Also, did I speak about it last week? TikTok shop.
Oh yeah, we did.
I've had four deliveries.
Yeah, they're in the shed.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
I had to put them in there.
Don't know why I didn't want any of them. I was like, I don't think I'd really be into TikTok shop. Turns out, very easy.
Very
click,
easy.
Click. It's purchased. Click, it's on its way.
That's yours. It's your favorite thing.
I like a click, click.
Especially if it's Apple Pay, then it's like click face.
Oh, literally, that's all I did four times. And I was like, I'm four purchases in the hole here. So yeah, I'm very excited for that.
Very excited. While you were away, watched Adolescence.
I cannot believe you watched it without me.
Sorry, I didn't know if it was your vibe.
Everyone's been talking about
it's
it.
It's a bit jaily.
It is a bit jail-y.
As in, like, it's about murder, and you're not really into the murder thing.
Yeah, but it's kind of an interesting documentary type thing, right?
It's not documentary
it's
style.
It's all shot in one take.
Yeah, so each episode is kind of shot in one take. Now, I will say I enjoyed it, but there was about 10 to 15 minutes in probably each episode that they could have just choppy on. But it did bring up some like really interesting things.
Because it's like Andrew Tate that he was influenced by? Did I read this?
I don't know, so
I think it's something to do with like the bad effects of social. That's why he did what he did.
And it's also there's a bit of toxic masculinity thing as well.
Which is the Andrew Tate thing, I think.
Okay, sorry.
I think. I actually haven't seen it, so I don't know anything, but
you
I have
can
been
watch
in
it
that.
And then do a review, but it was really good. And it was funny because I had a conversation then with Louise, and Louise watched it with her daughter, Chloe, and Chloe is like 15, 16, maybe 14, 15, 16 in that bracket. And she could be 12, but years go on. And they were talking, she asked her, is that like true about the emojis and all that? And
I don't know what you're talking about.
So basically they talk about things in emojis, and each emoji means something different, not to like what we would think. So like a different colored love heart meant a different thing. Okay. Whereas I'm just like, oh, I like a blue love heart.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Looks good.
But she was saying, Chloe said to Louise, like, if you were to actually read my messages, you wouldn't have a clue what's going on because it's all kind of secret code.
Cute.
Yeah. Well, it's not cute. It's a bit scary with the underlying tones in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I shall revert back.
Yeah. Watch it and revert back.
Anything else this week? Trying to think if there was anything else. I drank a lot of drinks.
Favorite drink? Did you have another Sergeant Pepper?
I had another Sergeant Pepper, yeah. A gorgeous margarita. Then we went to a bar called Brown's and asked for a spicy margarita. And basically what they did was they just put a whole tub of Tabasco into it.
Oh.
And I thought it was going to rip my esophagus out.
Wow.
Yeah, not ideal.
Why is it so spicy?
It was very, but it wasn't even spicy. It was just like fiery. It was actually awful.
Fireball.
So we had a big array of drinks. And that's honestly, hard. When I say we laughed, like we laughed so hard. Also, just one moment that like happened today that I laughed about it for about 20 times. And something stupid happens. We got on the tube and Rebecca like stumbled over a man.
She stumbled.
Like she kind of like fell out. Rebecca was falling a lot
like
over the weekend.
Like stumbled out of bed and tumbled into the kitchen.
She fell a lot. Like, and she fell over this man. And she just said, I was ahead of her and she just went, pardon.
Pardon?
And I just looked at her and she looked at me and she just went, I don't know.
I was like, no, sorry. So good. It was French.
She just saw it because she was away. She was on a tube. She decided, I'm in France. Pardon.
This is why we love Rebecca.
Oh, God. Yeah. Rebecca made me laugh a lot. But yeah, we did have a really good weekend. Also, sorry, speaking of, I knew there was something I wanted to say. So, obviously, you watch Adolescence.
Yes.
But I have something that we're going to be watching this Christmas.
Oh, this
I don't
Christmas?
Know if I'm actually allowed to say about this. Anyway, I'm saying it. So, basically, Emer is in a Hallmark movie TV series over Christmas. I think that's all I can say, or Emer will kill me, but I got the full lowdown in the whole thing. And my friend Emer is an actress. She's actually very well known in her role as burglar on the Phone Watch ads.
Oh my God, she's so good. And
she's very good.
She's my kind of humor. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. She's very good.
Very funny. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. So I have that. We have that to watch over Christmas.
That'll be exciting.
Yay. Yeah.
We need a Christmas day in bed watching movies.
Anyway, I think that's us caught up.
Yeah.
Well, we've a lot more to discuss, but yes, that's us caught up. Shall we get into our little glow for blow?
Let's get into it.
Okay, so glow up or blow up? I have loads. So first of all, glow up or blow
you
up
have
is
loads.
Just, yeah, we do. I do have loads actually.
Oh.
Yeah, I did them on the tube today, and I got some input from Rebecca, Darren, and Emer.
Oh wow!
Thank
okay.
you guys so much for your contribution.
Okay.
Okay. So, shall I start?
You start.
Okay. So my number one is, I don't know why this is, my phone is frozen.
Do you remember what you're doing?
Yeah, it's fine. Number one, I actually don't need a phone. I'm just going to make it up. Anyway, skinny jeans.
Okay.
Are coming back.
Are they definitely coming back? Or are you bringing them back?
So basically, I'm giving terms and conditions to a skinny jean.
Okay.
So it's not just that you skinny jeans can come back.
Yeah.
There's terms and conditions. I feel like skinny jeans must be worn with a larger top or an oversized top or and with a large boot.
Is this just not 2000s how I wear them. Fashion?
Yeah. I like it and I want to bring it back.
Okay.
So stop calling me a millennial because I decided I want. But also Alex Earle did something. Obviously she's influencer of the world and she has done this campaign being like, I'm bringing back skinny jeans. That's it.
Well, look, I never hate them to begin with, but I have moved now to a slim leg.
Yeah, no,
I don't mind slim leg. Into it.
Now, I don't want like super spray on skinny.
Yeah, the ones that cut off your blood circulation.
I did have them for a long time.
You loved them.
You could see what I ate for dinner in those bad boys, but I...
Meat too veg, yeah?
Yeah, that's... It was a bit much. It was a bit much. I was on the like, I was verging on a legging.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Why are you saying, oh, wow, you saw them?
I know.
You were there.
I didn't complain sometimes.
So I am cutting straight into skinny jeans, glow up. Bring them back. Let's go.
Okay, I'll get on with your glow up.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I want to talk about, and you've probably seen it on TikTok, the chubby filter.
Well, it's gone. It's been taken down.
I'm glad it's gone.
It's been taken down.
And also the skinny filter, I'm like, get rid. There was a skinny filter. So basically would reverse what the chubby filter did. As in, like, it would make you, you take a picture of yourself and then you'd look like you're on Ozempic. Yeah. So you'd have lollipop heads running around the place.
Wow.
Yeah. And I just think...
It's a stupid... I don't know who thought that the chubby filter was going to be like... Like, I actually seen some people I know posting the chubby filter.
Oh,
and I was like,
no,
are
no.
you brain dead?
It just,
what
it
are
just
you
supports
doing?
That whole image of we all have to be perfect all the time. Like, I'm not here for that. I'm blowing it up. Blow it up.
Blow it up.
Blow it up.
Blow it up. That said, I don't need a skinny filter, but I do need to get some form of healthy lifestyle going now over the next few weeks. I can't get ahead of myself at the moment.
I know, but what I will say is
you're being very good. You're
gym
bish at the moment.
A bit kinder to yourself because
I am talking very negatively about myself.
You are
at the
talking
moment.
Very negatively, and yeah, also
it's true.
You're working so much.
I am working a lot.
Yeah, but it should hopefully.
See, I just think the more gymming I do, and like if I'm running or whatever, it gives me and it actually gives me energy.
It does give you. There's a massive change in your energy.
Yeah. I need to just sort it out.
But
it's
I sent
just
to
very
that
hard.
Gym in Drumcondra.
Yeah, that might be an option for a while.
Yeah.
I feel awkward about like going to a new gym and like having to make friends and being the new boy. I hate that.
Ah, but they're Drumcondra, they'd be friendly.
I don't know if they will.
They will.
I don't know, they might.
Yeah. But it's expensive, so.
Is it expensive?
Yeah, I think it was 150 for a month.
I have something I have to confess to
what?
You. I'm actually still paying for my other gym membership.
Mark Rogers.
I didn't want to bring it up, but I've actually been paying for it for 6 months. And I'm not paying.
Oh my God.
It's actually a really expensive gym
I'm
as well.
Going.
I know, but I kept being.
To murder
I
you.
I kept willing myself that I was going to go back in and I
you?
Did not.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we move on to the next topic? I'm feeling a new topic coming on. Paul, what would you like to discuss?
My God. I'm actually.
This aligns. Okay, we're moving on. This aligns to my other topic, which is one of the things I am enjoying doing at the moment or that I want to do when I have
I
time.
Fuming.
Paul, move on.
I am fuming.
Move on. Move on. We all moved on here. It's okay. Okay. I have, let's just say that I have invested.
That's, you need
I've
to go and look at how much that membership is and then you'll understand my annoyance.
I have invested in this gym for the last 6 months, knowing that I will always have a place there. Okay.
Do you have the other gym membership running as well?
I potentially do. No, I don't.
You
I
do.
Don't know.
You
no, because that one's on my Revolut and I don't think it is. Anyway, look. The thing is,
this
my
is
intention is to be
with.
In the gym. Okay, moving on. My next topic.
Is what?
Bed rotting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Bed rotting is, I think, my new vibe.
Okay, it just counters everything that you've said about trying to get into a healthy lifestyle.
It's about balance.
Okay.
Okay, because I think when I am working a lot, I think part of my problem is I don't actually have time to like stop, chill. No, you like don't. Literally, I got off a flight. We're here recording a podcast. Like literally 2 minutes later.
And the turnaround was literally 15 minutes. He arrived, he went upstairs, he changed.
So for me,
sitting on the couch.
And a day where I can be in silence, I can watch Real Housewives, like I think is good for the soul. And also I communicate with so many people all the time. I just think bed rotting should become, I think everyone should get a monthly bed rotting day.
Just
allocated
one day
by your employer.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Your employer lets you stay at home. You bed rot.
They you are also, your own employer.
And they, yeah, this is why I'm bringing it in. This is my rule. And also I'm going to just say, you also should, they should send you a delivery voucher for your bed rot day. Employers of the world, listen up. I think this could take off. One day a month, bed rotting. Mm. They send you a delivery voucher so you can get a takeaway to your thing. And it is optional if you have your partner there.
Oh, I don't want to be there when you bed rot because I annoy you. I know I annoy you.
You don't.
Well, no, what happens is, right, Mark always chooses a day where I'm feeling active.
Oh, it's so annoying.
So then I might
actually
be cleaning.
We did not talk about this.
I might be doing something and then...
What day was it? Was it Saturday or Sunday last week?
Sunday.
He can't. We're like, what are... Here was the thing.
I find it hard to sit still.
Here was the thing, right? No, sometimes... No. Don't lie. Do not lie, because if you have a PlayStation or Xbox controller in your hand, you could sit still 4 hours. In fact, you did the previous week, but I was not here. You sat on this couch for 7 hours, right? But when you said, I said to you the other day,
good game.
What are we doing on Sunday? You said, what was your response?
I don't know.
You said,
I don't know.
Nothing. You said nothing.
Oh, no, nothing. Yeah, but nothing for you is a different nothing for me. Like a nothing for me is a little potter, a little Sunday clean.
Paul
little...
cleared out under the sink.
Yeah, that, yeah.
He
well, yeah.
Was like, shall we go to the vintage shops? Shall we? I was like, this is not nothing, Paul. And then when, you know what it's like? Okay, back me up here, people. If you are one half of the partnership and you are having your day to chill and the other person starts going around doing things in the house, they are signaling that you're doing nothing and they are doing everything.
I don't believe that's true.
Paul, you 100% do it
on
purpose.
I don't do it on purpose. I don't.
Sometimes you do.
No.
Sometimes you might be a bit frustrated.
No. I tell you if I'm frustrated, but I think there's just things in my head that are like really small things that I think are annoying me that's on my list. Yeah. Not that they annoy you.
They do not.
They don't.
Under the sink. I've never even seen her. I don't even know what it looks like.
I know, but I've cleaned her. Yeah, she's fine.
Anyway, my point is bed rotting. Let's make it a thing that all employers do.
I have one Dubai chocolate. Have you had it? And that's Penny eating in the background, if you can hear that.
No.
Okay. It's everywhere. And like, I'm like, meh.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, so the gals brought it over on Friday.
The sugar plum one?
Yeah, the sugar plum. Now, it was lovely.
You know, so, right, go on, continue.
No, I know sugar plum is a friend of yours.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking away from the chocolate was nice, but I just don't see what the hype is around this. Like, there's Dubai chocolate ice creams, Dubai chocolate muffins, Dubai chocolate coffees.
I give this 4 days. And Paul will do a TikTok on the little Dubai chocolate version. And you'll do a comparison video. You will go right into it.
No, I don't. Not on this. If it really tickled my fancy, I would.
Well, you are not a chocolate person.
I'm not a chocolate person.
You were
person.
The wrong audience for this altogether.
I,
on the other hand, am absolutely furious that no one has sent me any Dubai chocolate. I am literally...
And Leanne came over and gave me sugar plum. And I was like, do you know what? That's Mark's friend.
And she has not sent it to me. Do you think she's forgotten me?
Yeah.
Does she hate me?
Yeah, well, she's moved on to bigger and better things. She's blown
she has, up. Yeah, she is bigger. She's more successful than I am now. So, well done, Denise. Well done. Love it. But yes, no...
But am I right in saying that she set that up in COVID? Or was it coming out of COVID?
No, I think it was before COVID.
But like, look at that.
I actually don't know when
look
I was.
Look at that like journey in 6 years or they 5 years.
They did a thing on them and they've had to hire like 9 people to come up with the demand of the Dubai chocolate.
But that's amazing because like it's a local Irish business and it's doing well.
I'm going up Dubai chocolate, even though I have not had it.
Okay.
Hint, nudge, nudge. Someone I don't get know me Dubai chocolate.
Yeah, I don't know if you'll like it. The pistachio.
I'm down. I'm down. Okay. Any other glow ups or blow ups? Oh, this just annoyed me. Weekend. I love a red lip on a gal.
Right? I love a red lip.
I love a red lip on a gal. But I do not love when a red lip is your entire personality.
Oh, I kind of love that.
No. People who are lean on a red lipstick as their entire personality.
So
is
what
just
are
too
the traits of a person with a leaning on a red lip?
Sometimes they're a bit louder than a regular person.
Fair.
Now, this is just those who like are really leaning into like, I'm a red lip gal. And they're just, I'm not talking about like, I love a red lip and I love people who wear red lip all the time because it really suits them. I'm talking about the people who use it as part of their personality trait.
Okay.
So they're usually quite loud. They usually know everything. Very confident. They're kind of the opposite. No, they're kind of a bit of a Karen, like, but like not a Karen, just like really confident.
A confident Karen, but not as moany.
Not as moany, just very, they boast a lot.
Oh.
They have a lot of like, oh yeah, when I was in Saint-Tropez.
And where did you encounter this person?
On the tube.
Because I can tell you this really rotted you.
It really rotted me. She was taking up far too much space on the tube, both in oxygen and in actual physicality. She had about 400 bags. She was basically telling all her friends where to stand, what to do, what they were. No.
Not for you.
Red lipstick as an entire personality, blow it up. Although red lipstick, we do enjoy as long as it's the right shade and it suits your complexion.
Okay, so red lipstick personality, blow it up.
Blow it up for sure.
Okay, but I love a red lip. It's like my favorite lip shade.
Are you listening to me?
I know, I'm just emphasizing you could annoy a lot of people who wear red lipstick.
No, I love red lipstick.
Okay.
I'm down for it.
My last one is, and this was really controversial because somebody put it into our group that it was this new thing, adult sleepovers. So it was on the radio that it's weird, but I am fully here for an adult sleepover.
I am not here for an adult sleepover.
No, you don't like one, but we have categorically had adult sleepovers the whole time.
What do you mean?
Like me and the gals. So yeah, I have six of my gals.
You do it all the time.
We do say 2 to 3 times a year. Mm. We will have an adult overnight sleepover. Great fun.
Yeah. So I love having a night with my gals. Love having a great evening. Love having some food, having some drinks. And then I want them to get the fuck out of my house so that I can go to bed and wake up the next morning and not have to deal with anyone. I do not want to have to go to bed, wake up. It's also like weird thing of like, you know, I hate sharing our bathroom with people. I hate other people in our bathroom. Like, yeah, okay. I just want like obviously I love that anyone can use our bathroom whenever you want. But what I mean is when you stay over and like people are showering and it's just get out, go home.
In fairness, we are very good in that. Like we are up and out by like this Saturday morning, everyone was gone by 10.
Yeah.
So we were up and gone.
As it should be. But how much nicer would it have been if you could have not had to get up at all that morning?
No, I think it spurred me on to get rid of the hangover because then I cooked breakfast for them. I went to the gym. And then I went for a 5-hour nap.
No,
I'm all for adult sleepovers. You get to have charcuterie boards.
Blow it up.
Champagne.
Blow it
you
up.
Get to, I won't say what we do on our, sometimes, so yeah, some of our girls' nights, they're girly, shall we say.
Why, what do you do?
No, I'm not going to.
Why, what do you do?
I think I'll be shot if I say.
Charcuterie boards and what?
Charcuterie boards and sometime we might weigh some of our anatomy. No, I haven't, don't worry.
You weigh
I might have gotten shot. Sorry. There.
Weigh a boob? Like
maybe.
What?
Yeah.
I don't want to even know how these conversations
the tit
happen.
Scales.
Is it a competition or what is it? Oh, hey. This
I'm probably
is taking
dead.
A weird
I am probably
turn.
Dead. But anyway, yeah.
Okay, so for that reason alone, blow up the adult.
I'm here for
ever.
Glow up. Not, glow it up. Glow it up.
Not
have
for
more.
Me.
If your kids can have them, we can have them too.
It's not for me. I think we've had enough for glow up and blow up this week. That's for sure. So talk to me about
open house.
Open house. Let's talk about the things that are going on in the world, messages you've had. Actually, I need to check because I got a few messages today that I didn't have a chance to look at yet.
Well, I will give you
Give me some
give you one that came through, and it came through from the lovely Izzy and her mom, Jane. because okay. And they wanted a little shout out. So shout out to you, Izzy and Jane.
Shout out.
A question came in and I think it's quite topical and I don't know the answers to any of this, so I'm relying on you. Mm. Preteen skin.
Yeah.
What should we be using? Because there's nervousness around some of the adult.
Don't use anything.
Okay.
Like people
it's are. It's not cool not to use anything.
I know, but it's not about being cool. It's about looking after your skin.
Yeah. Okay.
So here's the thing. There's also, there's lots of different levels. There's kids who are like, what should I be using? And their skin is fine.
Yeah.
If your skin is fine, the only thing I always say to anyone is just make sure that the skin is clean.
Okay.
So that you're cleaning the skin, a nice, light, like non-aggressive, non-active ingredient cleanser just to clean the skin.
So what's an active, I don't know what an active ingredient is.
Oh, it's like anything that has like, people are like, using retinoids and using like you just need a basic simple cleanser for your skin.
Oh,
that's it. So basically if you have problematic skin, which lots of teenagers do, where they have like acne, they have like,
well, me, I'm quite sensitive. I'm not saying I have preteen skin, but
you are the furthest thing from a preteen. You're literally the opposite. You're on the opposite end of the age scale.
So sorry. How terrible.
But what I'm saying is basically what we can do is you can start causing problems because you can start using things that are like,
okay. It can create problems rather than, okay.
So keep it super simple. Just make sure you have clean skin. If your child has problem with skin, like really bad acne, et cetera, they need to go see a dermatologist. Okay, like they need to go see someone who will have an actual plan for them, but actually keep it as simple as humanly possible. Keep it really, really easy.
What would you recommend though?
I don't even want to recommend like particular products.
It's really sensitive.
Yeah.
Like really
young teens, like fat, like the kids using Drunk Elephant. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Like it's so expensive. They do not need it. It's far too active for their skin. It's going to cause loads of problems. It's going to break down their skin barrier. Not good. Don't do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it could actually cause more problems than.
Like a bit of soap and water. Do you know what I mean? That's it. That's enough. And then when they get into like wearing makeup and stuff, then you can like use the simple stuff, but like it's okay to use like the cheaper brands, and usually the cheaper brands will have like, won't have the like the active ingredients or anything in there. So it's better for you. Okay. So yeah, just keep it super simple.
Did you get any questions?
I did. Yeah. sorry. I got a few. I got a question for you.
Oh
yes. Asking.
Delighted.
What is the best way to convince your husband of a change you want to make in the house?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, settle on in. So what I do...
Yeah, go on, Paul. Tell everyone what you did.
What I do is I sometimes present 2 to 3 options. 2 out of the 3 options, I know Mark is going to hate. Thank you, gentle reader. So the only option that's left is the one that I know you will like and that I want.
And also sometimes, let's just put it out there, you just bully them into making the changes.
Like I did.
Like for example, this weekend, you...
Was a bully.
We're a bully. But, so Paul basically uses his following against me. Like they're like a mad mob.
They do love
right?
me.
Right? They do love me.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, my father, they just love me. They just love me.
They're my friends.
I thought it was very funny. Well, I didn't think it was funny at all. Basically, when Paul isn't getting his way, he puts it out to like a poll or like to public opinion on Instagram. People, this is my house. I pay half the mortgage on this house. I think you'll find I will be deciding with my husband what we are doing with the household. And you cannot bully me into a change I do not want.
I can't bully you.
Tell me this. Did you get exactly what you wanted in the front room?
Oh, yeah. But you really enjoy the front room.
I do really enjoy the front room.
Yeah. We just need to put the brass sockets on.
So therefore, you got what you wanted there. You don't get your way everywhere.
But when you seen it, were you open-minded that it would work?
I was not. Do you know what's... I'm just going to give you the... I'm not going to bury the lead. I'm going to give it to you up front. The problem is the moving of the radiator.
Why?
Because that is a problem. I don't want to get into that.
Why isn't that a problem?
Because that involves plumbing. I'll get Bill out.
Bill will do that
Paul,
first.
Paul, I'm telling you.
Bill gives a call.
This is not going to happen.
Louise.
It's not going to happen. You need to drop it now.
No.
It's not happening.
I think it will.
I don't think it will.
Ladies and gentlemen, watch this space.
Anyway, Paul wants to change the configuration of this room and I love this room and I don't want to change it.
And it works, but it works.
And what Paul does, he just is like, no, your opinion really matters. And then he just keeps at it until eventually I have a big row one day and I just go, whatever, do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, I win.
It's not fair. Anyway, continue.
I got a question. How do you share the chores in your house?
Do we explain this? I think we have to know.
Yeah, we have to know.
Okay, so chores were like a big row in our house, right?
Chores were the only thing that we fought
like
about.
Like chores, like cleaning the house, right? So we kill each other over that.
Yeah.
Because I'm not here a lot of the time.
And I'm more of a natural cleaner.
Yeah, and also you are in the house all of the time.
Not all of the time. At the minute, I'm quite busy.
Yeah, but you are in the house. If you were to look at it by comparison of how often I'm in the house.
I spend more time in the house.
Yeah. So Paul has more time to do that thing.
Choose your words carefully.
I am. Anyway, it was a big row piece. Like, it became a big problem.
It did.
So basically, I decided that there was a solution that we could put in place. And basically, I got a cleaner to come in and do my part of the cleaning in the house.
Yeah.
So I now pay a lady who comes in once a week, a beautiful woman who we love, the gorgeous Shell. And she cleans the house for 3 hours a week. And that is my contribution. And I don't have the time to do it. So therefore...
And have we had a fight about cleaning the house?
Not had one fight since.
We're about a year in.
And I know it is such a privileged thing to be able to do. And not everyone can do it. But if you have the disposable income to do it and it is an issue within your relationship, do it.
Now look, I still clean the house. There's things that I clean anyway. And before Shell comes, I run around and clean the house. I know, that's fucking mad, but I do that. But it's definitely like been amazing for us.
We've not had one row by cleaning since.
Any rows.
So yeah, that's how to get over chores.
Yeah.
Either that or you just have to put up and split it and do.
Yeah. And look, if you don't have that income to do it, I think it's very... You kind of just have to write out things and...
Yeah, make it work.
Make it work.
Make it work, kiddos.
Yeah.
Make it work, kiddos. Anything that we're looking forward to over the next while?
What are we looking forward to? Well, we have my cousin's wedding.
I'm looking forward to a sleep.
Okay. Oh, we've got Loreen.
Euphoria.
I'm really excited
forever
to see Loreen.
Till the end of time.
Yeah.
Now I know that
we've got actually a busy weekend. Okay, stop singing.
I'm so sorry. I was just really in the mood.
I'd still like to be able to book a holiday soon.
Great.
Just saying. Yeah.
Cool. Let's do that. Yeah. So we're going to Loreen. We're going to your cousin's wedding. Mm-hmm. And that will be next weekend.
That's next weekend. Yeah.
Stunning.
Stunning.
Right. So we do have a guest coming up next week. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to tell you who it is just yet.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. but yes, we are very excited. It's like I have been like, I think I've been so chaotic today because I don't know where I am, what country I'm in, what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we will have some exciting new bits coming up next week. We'll have a fabulous new guest. And yeah, we're very thankful for all of the love on the podcast over the last few weeks. So if you want to drop us some more reviews, please do. You
the
can follow
are going
us on
very
all
very well.
Yeah, and we've over 1,000 followers on the gram.
I know, isn't that great?
On the Glow Home. How amazing already. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. We love you.
And again, if you do want to talk to us about something or want us to discuss something, you can drop it over to hello@glowhomepod.com.
Oh, did you? I was surprised you remembered that.
I did. Yeah. And we're coming to YouTube soon.
I thought you'd done it already.
I did, but I didn't know if we're doing a hard launch.
No, we're not doing a hard launch. It's just if you want to watch the full episode.
Yes.
In video.
In video.
You can do so on the tube of the U.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Glow Home Pod.
Glow Home Pod.
Yeah, we got that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll put it in the link of the description thing as well if you want. If you're like nothing better to you and if you just love the sight of our beautiful faces, you can come and watch.
Or some people just like it when they're cleaning the house. Pop it on. Listen to us.
I wouldn't know what that's like.
I know you wouldn't. But anyway. And on that note, we'll see you next time.
See you next time, guys. Bye.